Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Back at Bomber Stadium, and we are about ready to get this one underway. Mountain Home is going to receive to start the ball game. The Bombers in their blue home uniforms with the white numerals and the gold trim. The Patriots in the white road uniforms. We've talked about it, those light gray letters, numbers, and they're kind of outlined in red, but they are difficult to read. We'll see how this goes. Video scoreboard is in operation tonight. There's been a lot of training for some of the students that are operating that, and I know they spent a lot of time with it yesterday and today, and even this evening getting ready to work this, and they've got it where they can show what's happening on the field. They've got commercials during breaks. It is a nice 32-foot wide video board. Almost as wide as you, Bob. You wouldn't believe the text I get. People say they love it when I zing you.
You wouldn't believe the text I get. People said, get him again every time I say something. You know, and I've been nice to you this year about Kansas City and Missouri.
Oh, well, yeah, because they're 5-0.
Like that. Well, they ain't played nobody.
Oh. Marion. Finally done on the sideline, and they are ready to come out and get this one started. Parker Holland does the punting and the kicking for the Patriots. He's got the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, and we are about ready to get this one underway. 12 minutes on the clock, and Holland went back to the sideline for something.
I don't know what he's got.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Clean after that, and there's just a scrum. See who came up with it.
Well, not the start you want. You win the toss, you elect to receive, and thinking you're going to get the offense out there and try to set the tone. And
especially when you want to take all the time off the clock that you possibly can. And, you know, don't give up a big play right off the bat here. I wouldn't be surprised to see something. Boy, everybody's into the sideline right here. Nobody's on the far side of the field.
Mount Holmes asking about the height of the kick. Now, the Mount Holmes got penalized earlier this year on one of their onside kicks because I didn't understand if something about the kick was too high on the first bounce, which I never heard of.
Never heard that. I don't see how they measure that.
Green, the quarterback, throws it in the flat right side. A quick screen. The quick hitter is complete to Webb, the wide receiver. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. About an 8-yard pickup on first down.
Once again, that's what we talked about earlier. You know, that's just a little quick pass. They threw it just parallel, even with the line of scrimmage right that time. But you're just like a sweep. You get him in space right there with three blockers in front of him. We got to be quick to the football.
This team averages 421 yards of offense per game, 123 on the ground and 299 through the air. They'll give it this time right up the gut. That's Price into the secondary, up the right side. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's knocked out of bounds inside the 5 at the 3-yard line. Anthony Price, a 5'8", 170-pound sophomore,
Boy, that was one of those plays, Brad. They just spread us out and got it to the running back quick.
Lee was there for the Bombers. There wasn't
anybody to tackle him. We took a bad angle in the secondary and didn't get there. And just lucky he didn't score.
A 32-yard run. First and goal from the three now.
False start.
And, yep, we've got movement up front, and that looked like the right guard that time, wasn't it?
Either 56 or 66.
Yeah, that's 56, Marconi. So that's going to move the Patriots back to the 5-yard line with their first penalty of the ball game. So first and goal from the 8 with 11:42 left in this opening quarter. Everybody had two plays and only 18 seconds off the clock. A pass to the end zone, incomplete. Threw it behind the intended receiver that time. He was looking for Ryan Robbins, and they went behind him.
Just ran a little X pattern out there with the twins on the left side. Brought the outside receiver in, inside out. And not a very good throw.
We talked about Green in the pregame. He was a running back his sophomore year. Last year, they were ready for him to take over a quarterback and tore his ACL in week one. Missed the rest of the season.
And there's going to be another penalty.
And we've got another procedure penalty against the Patriots. That's going to back him up to the 13-yard line.
You know, they were empty in the backfield that time, you know, and had it spread out. You know, I'd look for him to run the football in a situation like that, you know. When you get down here, it shrinks the field pass-wise. And I don't think he's going to throw it that receiver on the other side of the numbers out there. He may throw it to the slot man.
They got two receivers on each side. Green looking to the right side. Fires it to the end zone. It's complete. Touchdown, Marion. Joyer and Chase. Bob, we talked about him in the pregame. Boy, he has really come on strong the last several games. He catches the touchdown, his third receiving touchdown of the season.
Well, he's a little bit bigger than our defender was out there. We did go for the ball, didn't get there in time, and he was able to jump. Nice job catching with his hands. Didn't have to get his body up there, just got his hands up there and caught the football.
So 29 seconds into the ball game, the Patriots are on the board. Bad snap. The kicker is able to get it away, and boy, what a great job by the holder that time. That was last year's quarterback, Peyton Walker, and he's able to get the high snap down, and the extra point is good. 11:31 left in the opening quarter. 7-0 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Moms and dads, listen up. After a long day, making dinner for the family is the last thing on your mind, but DQ and Mountain Home has a plan. Every Sunday and Wednesday starting at 4 p.m., kids 12 and under eat free with the purchase of a regular combo meal. DQ takes the stress out of deciding what to cook, and they save you money. It's a win-win, and it's only available at DQ and Mountain Home Wednesdays and Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. DQ, fan food, not fast food.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Here's the kickoff. Swartz fumbles it at about the 8-yard line, picks it up at about the 15, and knocked out of bounds around the 18-yard line or so. And that's where Mountain Home will start with their first possession of the evening.
It was fortunate he got it back on there. It didn't take a real good bounce and once it came off his chest.
17-yard line is where they'll spot the football, and that's where the Bombers will start with their first drive of the night. Mountain Home won the coin toss, elected to receive. Marion onside kicks to start the game. They recover, and they stick it in the end zone. It took just four plays. First offensive play of the night for Mountain Home. McKay keeps it on the option, and he is going nowhere. It looks like he maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage.
You know, we're going to see the same thing we see every week. The safeties are going to come up, and they're going to take the quarterback hard. Linebackers are going to try to fill in on the fullback, and those safeties inverted. Got an inside look right there, it looks like. And they're just looking for the quarterback.
Green was there for the Patriots.
10:56 left in this opening quarter. 7-0 Marion with the lead. Playing quite a bit of a receiver tonight, actually getting the start at Caden Williams. He brings the play in that time. Ball kept by McKay once again. He's into the secondary, up the right sideline. It's a foot race. McKay at the 50. He's at the 40. One safety has a chance at him. Wraps him up, knocked down at about the 13-yard line. McKay with a big gain for Mountain Home.
I think he's hurt. I did a good job that time. Ride the fullback up in there. You know, and they're playing this, they're giving us that little bubble look right over the center. So, you know, look for Junior to have a big night up the middle right now. But we got a block on the safety that time. And Isaac was able to get on the corner and did it quickly.
A 71-yard run for Isaac McKay up the right sideline. And Mountain Home in the red zone at the 12-yard line.
And we're right-handed again. Right hash mark.
They are from the right hash mark, and they've moved Hayden Strider and Trace Rick. They flip-flopped them. Rick was on the right side and Strider on the left, and they flip-flopped them last week. And
offside Marion.
Going to get 5 free yards here.
And once again, they're playing this a little softer up front than what we've seen the last couple offside weeks with Jonesboro and Jacksonville. You know, they may change, but right now they're giving us a little bubble look right over the center, and the A-gap's right there now. Look like they may have a nose man out there now.
If you remember last year, Bob, boy, they had either 8 or 9 in the box almost all night long. I was looking back at the story I wrote last year. Mountain Home, 4 of their first 7 plays were negative yards last year.
Right. And see, they've not got them stuffed up in there like I thought they would.
Nope.
Now they've got the safeties up tight.
1st and 5, the handoff to Junior straight ahead, and he's going to take it to about the 5, a pickup of 2.
Junior Williams over right guard. He takes
9:49 left here in this opening quarter. 7-0. It's Marion with the lead.
And you know, it's Junior's such a big load in the middle. If you just get a body on a body and get a stalemate with the defender, Junior's going to make a positive play out of it. You know, he's got that much size and strength.
David Waymire on the sideline, dressed out tonight. Wasn't expected to play. We haven't seen him on the field yet. McKay on the option. Keeps it. Dives for the end zone. He's in. Touchdown. Mountain Home. Isaac McKay from 5 yards out picks up another touchdown. That's his 6th rushing touchdown of the season.
Good job, Isaac, that time planting his foot, getting it up the field. And you know, he's been watching TV on. Good job of getting the ball across the goal line. He actually fell short of the goal line, but he got the ball across.
9:15 left in this opening quarter. Takes the Bombers 2 minutes 16 seconds to score. Here's the extra point by McLean. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Oh, missed it. Missed it to the right, apparently.
The point is no good.
Pushed it to the right. So with 9:15 left, it's 7-6, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
Here's the kickoff, and McLean does the kicking this time as he and Platt were both there. Kind of a line drive kick is going to be covered by Webb at the 35-yard line for Marion. So that's where the Patriots will start this drive.
Wouldn't really know if that kick just kicked to a spot right there. Just, you know, don't allow him to get a big return. I don't have a problem with that.
And I'll tell you what, you and Platt did such a great job with that kick last week, mm-hmm. right about the 25-yard line, and found a hole, and Mountain Home was able to cover it. Waymeyer in there at defense. He's at the left defensive end now. Here's the option play now, and Green wants to pass it. It's complete as Mountain Home just missed an interception. This is the 50, the 40, the 35, and knocked out of bounds at the 34-yard line.
Across midfield, down inside the 35 to the 34.
Well, that was just throwing it over the defender's head. He threw it high enough. I didn't think he had a chance. Once again, we went for the ball, didn't just short of getting there, and they turned up what looked like an almost broken play into a big play.
That was Brown on the receiving end, down to the 34-yard line. 29-yard pass play. Green wants to pass, looking right side, is complete. This is Webb on the receiving end. Webb is inside the 25, down to about the 22-yard line. They're going to have another first down.
I tell you, you know, in this passing game, you got to get your drops if you're playing zone. And you got to get your head, go on swivel, look around, find those receivers coming. You can't be flat-footed when they catch the ball. You got to pick them up. And
that was a 12-yard pick up to the 22. 8:49 left in this first quarter. 7-6. It's Marion on top. Green out of the gun once again, looking right, wants to pass. Now he's going to step up in the pocket, hit from behind, and Mountholm cannot wrap him up. He eludes, breaks out of the tackle. He's on his feet at the 15, at the 10, knocked down at the 5-yard line. He should have been tackled back and around the 20, and he winds up at the 5.
Takes the ball inside the 10.
Well, we had him just almost on the ground.
To be first and goal.
I'm going to mark him down at the 6-yard line, a 16-yard pickup on what looked like was going to be a sack. So first and goal here for the Patriots. Green will play action pass across the middle, incomplete.
Pass is incomplete.
He was
to be second
looking for Brown that time.
Well, you just seem like you need to knock those receivers off the routes a little bit. Don't let them have that timing. You know, in the short field right here, you're not going to give up a long one.
8:17 left in the opening quarter. Green wants to pass. Looks right to the end zone. It's incomplete. He was looking for his favorite target there, Jorian Chase, and is off his hands and incomplete.
Yeah, they're just real simple little pass plays right here. They're just X'ing them on the outside right there on the goal line. And
then he was there.
And trying to hit that inside receiver. It's really close to what they call the rub play, where you X and you try to run the defenders into each other and create space.
So third and goal now from the 6 for the Patriots. Under center this time. Here comes a misdirection play. The ball is fumbled, picked back up by the Patriots, and well played by the Bomber defense.
Well, David,
it's going to be a loss on the play. Yeah, it was Waymeyer leading the way.
Well, David did a great job that time. He played off that blocker, had to do a spin move, got off the blocker.
Right on the carry.
And what I liked, he kept his leverage. He didn't commit. He made the guy run to the sideline. He was able to make the tackle that way. That was a real good job of playing that.
Loss of 2 back to the 8. So it's 4th and goal from the 2-yard line. Could the Mountain Home defense come up with a 4th down stop? Motion right side. Green rolls to the right side. Fires it to the end zone. It's complete. Touchdown, Marion. On 4th down, the Patriots are able to convert. They get a touchdown. It's Taylor Brown on the touchdown pass.
Well, you can't give up a play like that. 4th and long from the – and ran the 2 outside receivers in and brought that 1 up, slot back into the flat. You just
–
you
got to
get there and cover
point.
That.
Extra point. First, we've got whistles and Mountain Home was offsides. Green with his 2nd passing touchdown of the night. On 4th down. Taylor Brown with the reception. That's his 6th touchdown of the season. We're barely 4 minutes into the ball game. We've already got three touchdowns. Two for them, one for us. Extra point good. 7:58 left in the first quarter. 14-6 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on home owning possibilities with Integrity First Bank. Home lending officer Debbie Reeves can help turn your dreams into reality with options like zero down payment, 100% financing, first-time home buyer, as well as FHA and VA loans. Integrity First Bank has mortgage loan options to make you happy. Find out how you can pre-qualify for a home loan by calling Debbie at 425-1861. Bank on home owning possibilities with Integrity First Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
Another onside kick attempt by Marion, and Ben Henderson is there to grab it for Mountain Home.
Hands. You know, talk about those interceptions he had, yep. Soft hands. And, well, he just kind of enveloped that one and pulled it down and wrapped himself around it.
So the Bombers will have it at their own 42-yard line. 7:55 left here in this opening quarter. 14-6. Marion with the lead. The rate this game is going, it may be midnight before we get over tonight.
Thank goodness it's a home game.
Thank goodness.
Now here they come up the middle, showing us a little. Yep.
McKay keeps it on the option play, stumbles in the backfield, breaks through a tackle across the 50, pulling tacklers with him down to the 39-yard line of Marion. A big first down run for the Mountain Home quarterback.
Well, Isaac did a good job. He recognized the blitz that time. They made a short, quick fake to Junior. And got it to the corner right there. You know, when those linebackers step up inside, if he can get to the corner like that, it cuts off the – they have a hard time pursuing down the line of scrimmage. You know, you got to pin on the safety guy to come up. And the guy that came up and tried to tackle him was more interested in trying to take the ball away from him than it was tackling him. And he actually pushed him 5 or 6 yards down the field.
McKay came in averaging 93 yards per game. He's close to that already tonight. He's got 89, 91, if I'm all right, 94. Here's McKay, fakes the option pitch, keeps it himself, has a first down run, up the right sideline, inside the 30, down to the 25, and a flag comes in at the end of the play.
I don't know what that could be.
Hoping it's going to be maybe a face mask. We'll see. The ball's down at the 25-yard line. Personal foul, face mask against Mary.
You're right.
That'll be half the distance.
Once again, you know, they seem to be trying to take Junior Williams away, and that's fine. You know, Isaac's got the speed to hurt them on the corners when they do that.
So the penalty half the distance to the goal is going to move it to the 12.
First and
it's a 13-yard penalty.
Marion 11-yard line.
Marion's already been penalized four times for 28 yards here this evening. First down, Mountain Home at the Marion 12-yard line. 7:10 left in this opening quarter. Motion to the right side. Handoff straight ahead, Junior Williams. Junior breaks the first tackle. He's in. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Junior Williams barrels in from 12 yards out. He'll pick up his second rushing touchdown of the season.
Boy, Junior, as always, shoulder pads or thighs is all he gives you to hit, and the first defender just bounced right off of him.
McLean in to attempt the extra point.
McLean in to
missed the last one, pushed it to the right. Good snap, kick is up, and this one is right down the middle. 6:59 left in the first quarter. 14-12. We've not even played half of a quarter yet. There's already been four touchdowns in this one. Are we looking at another 60-point game for both teams like we had a few years ago?
I don't know, but it's 14-13, not 12.
Oh, well,
I have to correct you
1,000 times
a night.
Keep track. We'll get the kickoff coming up here. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Here's the kickoff, and Marion's going to return it out across the 30 to about the 36-yard line, and that is where they will start with their third possession of the night. And their star receiver, Jorian Chase, slow to get up off the field. He was one of the deep return men, was not involved in the play, but he goes limping off the field.
Now he's on the ground on the far side right now.
We are not at actually 14-13. Almost said not it up, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh. Here's a carry out to the 45-yard line where Luke Foreman makes the tackle from behind. They're going to mark him down just right at the 40.
Marion's one of those teams. They're pretty well balanced, run versus pass. You see a formation, you think pass, and they come at you with a run, and it's just hard defensively to get a read.
Second down and 9 from the 45. Green, right side, incomplete. Overshoots his intended receiver that time. He was looking for Kenta Jones.
There's a little wheel route. Come out of the backfield, you send those, and once again, they're on the near sideline, short side of the field, and send the two receivers inside and run the guy around the corner down the sideline. Just missed him.
Kentrell Jones, 5'6", 140, a sophomore. He's the backup running back behind Price. And the ball given to Jones this time, and big David Waymire will tackle him just inside the 50 into Mount Home territory, but it is a first down.
Well, David had to close down from the defensive end spot right there. We're going to have to be a little
Waymire was there for the Bombers.
A little tougher on the inside. Don't let them drive you off the football.
6:10 left in longest first quarter ever so far. 14-13 Marion with the lead. Green play action. Pass across the middle is complete at the 25. Up to the 20 with it. 15 and finally down at about the 11-yard line. And they catch that time. Taylor Brown once again. He takes it to the 12. It's a 37-yard pass play.
To Brown, he takes
well, once again, missing, you know, he's wide open. We missed a tackle in the open field right there.
There the Bombers be first and 10,
you know, you,
the
as a defensive back, you need to be looking for those receivers reading the quarterback's eyes. You need to get there about the same time the ball was if you're close. Don't be flat-footed and try to chase them down.
Green's going to roll the pocket to the left side now.
Good job.
And passes that way. It's complete. Touchdown, Marion. And that's Taylor Brown once again, his second touchdown catch of the night.
So that was a good throw. Going
that
from
was.
The left.
Yep.
You know, sprinting to the left and making that throw across your body and into that window that he threw it into. That was a real good throw right there.
A 12-yard touchdown pass, third touchdown pass of the night for Green, and we are just over 6 minutes into the ball game, and he already has three touchdown passes. Extra point attempt is up, and it is good. 5:38 left in what's been a wild first quarter. Marion leads at 21-13. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When Sean was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a rare blood cancer, he didn't have to travel the globe to find world-class care. He found it at UAMS, the state's only comprehensive treatment and research center and the recognized leader in myeloma and cancer care. After a clinical trial, two stem cell transplants, and chemotherapy, Sean has been in remission for years.
I beat the odds with breakthroughs pioneered by UAMS.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
Well, Brad Liddy with an exciting kickoff return from Mountain Home. He's going to bring it all the way out near the 40-yard line, and Mountain Home's going to have good field position.
Now Brad did a good job. Caught it on the far hash mark over there, made a little move up the middle, then stepped outside, was able to get outside and get a good return on it.
Bob, check this out. Marion's first drive, four plays, 50 yards. Mountain Home follows that with a three-play, 83-yard drive. Marion, then seven plays, 35 yards. Mountain Home, three-play, 58-yard drive. Marion, four-play, 64 yards.
That's a lot of yardage in a short period of time.
And we're only 6.5 minutes into the game. Bombers start from their own 40 here. McKay will send Shot in motion to the top side of the field, working from the near hash. Hand off to Junior Williams. He's going to pick up a yard to the 41.
He just got his feet taken out from under that time.
The 41-yard line, almost the 42-yard line.
Actually put him out at the 42, so a gain of two once they spot the football. 5:10 left in the opening quarter. It's 21-13 Marion.
Walker was there for the Patriots.
Tell you what, somebody arriving late to the ball game, they've missed a lot, haven't they?
I think it's halftime or something.
I know it. Second and 8 here for Mountain Home, operating right to left in this opening quarter. McKay follows Junior after he faked the handoff to him. He's going to fall ahead to about the 47 and pick up a 5.
A little bit of a counter look at time. Junior kind of broke to the sideline once he fake the ball to him, and Isaac able to get around the corner off tackle for a good game.
Third and 3 here for Mountain Home with 4:26 left in the opening period. Bombers down by 8. Caden Williams is the receiver on the near side. Bombers tied on the right side. Third and 3. And the ball kept by McKay. Tries to go outside, turns it back in, and nothing but white jerseys waiting for him when he does that. Leading the play up front was Josh Green.
Well, we flag on the play somewhere.
Green was
there's a flag. They stopped the clock, and let's see
what
this is.
Yeah, flag right there about the 50-yard line. That's from the umpire. It's normally on the offense.
Officials are still talking about it, and
chop block.
Don't see that call very often anymore, do you?
No, we're trying to cut them up there a little bit. If they're engaged, you can't cut them like that.
Officials going to come over and talk to Brian Maddox about it and explain the call.
They're going to look like they're going to decline the penalty.
It'll be 4th and 3 if they do.
Lord, man, let's get it on now.
They're going to decline it, so it's 4th down.
If he thought we were going to punt, he might be mistaken.
Now, where was the where did the play end up? The 47 is the spot before. Did he get a yard or something?
Now he's moving it back.
He's going to take the penalty. Okay. It's a 15. I think they just explained to him that it's a 15-yard penalty. It occurred at the 50. So I was going to move the ball back to the 35-yard line.
34-yard line. Third down and a long 15.
We'll have to call it the 34 officially. They're not quite to the 35, so That's the first penalty of the night against Mountain Home. So from their own 34, this is third and 16 for Mountain Home with 3:43 left in the opening quarter. Back to pass is McKay. Looking down the left sideline for
that's got to be
the big tight end that time. He's looking for Waymire, and the flag comes in, and I think Mountain Home's going to get 10 yards here. That poor defensive back is Wheaton. He's 5'11", trying to play some pass defense against Waymire, who's 6'8".
And the ball was thrown where he could catch it. He just couldn't get to it.
Indication, of course, pass interference against the Patriots.
Now we're going to go to third and about two.
Third, about one. A half a yard. Yeah, I guess the 15 yards back brings it back to the 49-yard line. That's about where they were before the chop block.
Now they're going to measure.
They're going to bring the chains out. They're half yard shy.
That's the testing the chain gang right here.
Who we got? We got the same crew over there because they've been pretty shaky all year long. There's Rob Williams. I'm not sure he's going to make it out to the middle part of the field and back.
They had 12 pizzas down there in the end zone, and I think they ate nearly every one of them.
Josh King's out there. Who else is there? Like Dave King and Bailey Bodenhammer again, yep. And the Bombers are half a yard shy. Oh, 6 inches, sorry. Third and inches coming up here. Fourth and inches coming up here.
I don't know what game you're watching.
It looks like a half yard down there. Football's in the middle between the 49 and the 50.
Holy.
It's a shade closer to the 50 than the 49. So third and inches here for Mountain Home. McKay keeps it himself straight ahead. He's across the 50 to the 49 of Marion, and Mountain Home has a first down.
It's another Mountain Home bomber.
Well, as long as they give you that bubble right there, don't cover the center up on a quarterback sneak or fourth and or short yardage like that, that's always a good play to run.
Five penalties, 43 yards against the Patriots here in this first quarter. 3:22 left in the first period, 21-13. Marion leads it. It's been a shootout so far. This is the longest possession anybody's, not play-wise, but time-wise, anybody's had it so far tonight. Toss sweep to Liddy coming to the near sideline. A little shake-and-bake move at the 50. He's ahead to about the 47 and knocked out of bounds there.
Well, ran out to the short side right there. Not a lot of room to run. Make you turn it up quick. You know, if I get in pursuit at all, well, it's tough to do, and we didn't get a real good block at the point of attack. So that's about all we could hope for right there.
I sure thought he got out of bounds, didn't he? They're going to say maybe his progress will stop because they sure started that clock pretty quick.
They did.
I think these officials realize how long this first quarter's taking.
Well, I know they got at least a three-hour drive to get home.
Do they?
Well, nobody comes from around here close.
That's true. Second and eight now for Mountain Home. And McKay keeps it. Late pitch. He gets it to Shod. Shod runs over a tackler at the 40. He's got a first down at about the 38-yard line.
Well, that's going to be there the way that defense are playing. Like I say, they're trying to take Junior away pretty good. And the cornerback closed on Isaac that time, and he got a good pitch off to Shod, who got it up the field. And, you know, and he laid a lick on the defender.
A 9-yard pickup for Shod on the carry. He had 7 rushing yards coming into the ball game, so he's more than doubled his what he's done so far this season. Boy, he has played well, filling in for some of the injuries. Motion comes to the near side, and McKay is going to keep it, and boy, he goes nowhere. He's going to be thrown for a loss back to the 41-yard line. It's a loss of 3 on the play.
Well, the safety read that real quick, and boy, he come up the field and run support real hard and played it inside out like you're supposed to, and Isaac never had a chance that time. He had to bolt back a little bit to get there, and when the quarterback has to bolt back and step into the backfield running that option, it's not many good plays happen that way.
90 seconds left here in this opening quarter, 21-13. It's Marion with the lead. McKay, letting that play clock run down. And here comes a misdirection play, and Liddy hit at the line of scrimmage and knocked backwards. Well played that time up front by Ashton Lewis.
Well, that was well played, but it wasn't very well blocked back here on the backside. We got to do a much better job.
Third and a long play up. King was there for the Patriots.
So no gain on the play. It's third and about 13 here for Mountain Home. And here comes big David Waymire into the ballgame. Wasn't expected to play tonight. Good to see him out there. That back's been really a problem all season long.
No, we need to get about at least half of it back right here.
36 seconds left in the quarter. And the ball given to Junior Williams. Junior out there, the 30-yard line. He's going to be about 2 yards shy. It's going to be fourth and short coming up.
Right, it's going to be fourth and short. That's much better than a half of it. Boy, he hit the hole quick that time. Wasn't much of a read. That was just a handoff right there. And, boy, he hit it quick.
That's going to be the final play of the first quarter. It's been a wild one so far, 21-13. It's Mountain Home trailing Marion right now, but the Bombers looking at a fourth and about two coming up here inside the 30. When we come back, you're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
What if I told you you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of four-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. No matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you. But here's the thing. You've got to apply. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss out on 100% of the scholarships you don't apply for. Go to college. Save money. Apply at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.